This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And speaking of Marietta Plastic Surgery, they are my guests this hour in the studio. But first, I want to say, you know, to both of you, Dr. West and Dr. McNeil, the more that you do to the exterior of your body, whether you're working out or you're losing weight or you have plastic surgery or you have injections or whatever you do, it changes emotionally how you feel. You feel better about yourself. And that's what I want to really press today, is making you feel as good about yourself one way or another, because feeling the best that you can in your skin is what it's all about, and then living your best life. And so I want to help you do that through the help of Marietta Plastic Surgery today. We have Dr. McNeil in the studio and Dr. West. Thank you both for joining us in the studio, and I'm kind of glad it's rainy, so I didn't feel guilty for bringing you in on a gorgeous fall day.
Well, we'll see how many people are listening because of the rain.
Thanks, Belinda.
Absolutely. Well, we always get a lot of questions, and I want people to jump in early because this is an industry that is changing faster than no other that I know. Every time you come in, there is something drastically new out there that is changing the face of plastic and cosmetic surgery and making it better for the patient. And getting better results and less downtime and better results for the patient. So, folks, if you have questions for Dr. West and Dr. McNeil, give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you've been looking at yourself in the mirror and you're thinking, huh, that doesn't look like what I thought it would, or there was a picture of you that someone took or a selfie that you looked at and you weren't exactly happy with it. You know, the angles, you can't get high enough anymore. Your arms aren't long enough to get that perfect angle where you look as thin as you want to be, or your face as bright and tight as you want it to be. Then there are ways to get it there with the help of Marietta Plastic Surgery. So guys, we were talking before we went on the air about something that sounds absolutely spectacular, and it's called Cool Tone.
Right. It's an emerging technology in the world of plastic surgery that can help stimulate the muscle in order to tighten and flatten the muscle per se, like on the abdomen or your tummy. And so,
and you mentioned the buttocks, which, well, there's nothing.
I was going to start off with something easy, but yeah, you went right to it.
Always, because there's nothing really out there. Bless our hearts for, you know, your bottom.
Right.
It just is flabby.
Yes. So this is a technology that can stimulate the muscle and help hypertrophy the muscle or make it thicker and more firm. And with that, you can get a flatter abdomen, or you can get a lifted buttock area.
Now, how does this work? Because there's no surgery involved.
That's right. It's an in-office treatment, and it's pretty simple. Women can have on leggings or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a magnet that's actually put. It's a super strong Tesla-style magnet.
Tesla.
Yeah. It's, that's put onto the area, and then we slowly increase the stimulation to the muscle to where you get about 20,000 contractions within a 30-minute time. So you can imagine that's a lot of squats and a lot of sit-ups.
Yeah, which I normally am not going to do for that long at the gym.
Right.
Or I physically would not be able to.
Or want to. Yeah,
That's more like it.
Yeah.
That's more like it.
So it's an interesting treatment. It's obviously not for everybody, but for a lot of people who want to do something to their muscle on top of what they're able to do on their own or what they may not do on their own, I think it's going to be a really interesting treatment for them. And it's really easy. You can do anything you want right before and right afterwards, and it's just 30 minutes. And the cycle of this is typically going to be two treatments in a week, and you do that for 2 weeks in a row. So it's a total of four treatments. And then after those four treatments, it's like anything else. How do you do the maintenance? How do you maintain what you have? So everybody's going to have a different maintenance schedule based on their muscle and based on their desired outcome. Some people may come in quarterly. Some people may come in monthly. Some people may come in, you know, more or less frequently than that.
Okay. And the results, the before and afters that you're seeing?
Well, obviously, if you combine this with something else, like
Cool Sculpting.
Thank you. Cool Sculpting or some other treatment, liposuction or even something non-invasive like Cool Sculpting. If you combine it and you can thin the tissue over it, then you're going to see the muscle even more prominently underneath it. And so that's going to be kind of an interesting combination in our practice because we have a lot of Cool Sculpting that we do as well.
Well, this is what I consider, I don't know about you, but the perfect time of year to do things. It's cooler weather. You can wear more clothing to cover up any garments that you need to wear. So, and we're going into the holidays, but you've got time to heal before that. So you're out of the shorts. I mean, you know, it's 62 degrees. Thank you, Jesus. We're out of the hot weather. So now's the time to get any plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery, reconstructive surgery done.
This is the ramp up of our busy season. October through about April is definitely our busy season. We have people coming in looking at December and January right now, and as well as a few holes in our schedule, you know, up until then. So you're absolutely correct. And just last week, I had a few women who have children who are engaged. And so they're planning for next summer.
Wow.
Because of weddings and things like that. Yeah. And so they're wanting to do some treatments to help them feel better about themselves for those wedding photos and things like that. So they're planning during this winter season to do some things maybe to their face or to their body so that they look good in that dress.
And it's all about how you feel. Going back to my intro, it's about how you feel about yourself. If you're looking back over those wedding photos, your patient that came in last week, how she looks at those pictures, of course, they're going to be great memories of her daughter, but she wants to feel good standing up there next to them.
Absolutely. So we see a lot of mothers of the bride and even mothers of the groom. They don't want to be outshined. We see a lot of them this time of year, too.
Okay, folks, if you have a question, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we don't want to leave the men out. Men get procedures just as often as women do. And those procedures that you just mentioned, Cool Tone, can be on men as well.
Yes, absolutely. I think for guys, first of all, the Cool Tone is something that's coming out in November. We're one of the, I think, few practices that have pre-ordered this, and its competitor is M-Sculpt, but this would be definitely something guys would be interested in. Us guys, we're not always interested in surgical procedures, but this is something that can help, again, tone abs, take older guys and make abs that look quite a bit younger. I mean, it's pretty interesting what it can do. And it's not a substitute for exercise, but it's something that I think that can really help get them over the edge and get them to a look that they're after. And I think, you know, guys do liposuction. We see a lot of lipo in males. We see a lot of, you know, Botox treatments in males. And, you know, those are probably the two most common. They have their eyes done, too. I think that's the third most common for males.
You know, men that have the spare tire and the muffin top, that really changes the way they look and feel in their dress clothes for work. And you got to think, you've got to have that cutting edge at work. And this can give you that confidence boost to maybe push yourself a little farther at work and get ahead.
We've always said that, you know, men don't want to be viewed as old in the workplace or not competitive in the workplace. They want to be fit and vibrant. And so I think a lot of the physical appearance that they have, how their clothes fit them and things like that goes a long way to that appearance. And maybe it's a kind of a silent statement.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. And if we don't finish with Chris, we will put them on hold and carry them through the break. But Chris, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I'm just curious. I have, you know, that crease between my eyebrows. And I'm just wondering, like, what's the length of time a filler would work in something like that?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, Chris, thanks for your call. It's a very good question. It's one we hear all the time. And when we see that crease, what we kind of think of is maybe a two-pronged approach. One is if that crease isn't there when you're just at rest, but it forms when you make a scowl on your face or a furrow, then usually we would treat that with something like Botox or Dysport. And those treatments typically last about 3 months, and then they're redone. And those are very, very easy and straightforward. If it's a crease that's kind of there all the time and it bothers you, then usually... Yeah. You're probably better off treating with Botox or Dysport plus with a filler. And the filler will last, depends on the person. I usually say 6 to 12 months. And so that if you keep up with Botox or Dysport, I think the filler will last longer because you're not moving that tissue around and you're just not wearing that filler out as easily, if you will. So I would say 6 to 12 months typically in our hands.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for your call. It is 18 minutes after 2 o'clock. We're speaking with Dr. West and Dr. McNeil with Marietta Plastic Surgery. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Only on Atlanta Living 95.5 WSB. Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we are talking about making you the best self you can possibly be with the help of Marietta Plastic Surgery. Dr. McNeil and Dr. West are in the studio taking your calls. If you want to join us on the line, that's 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750, just like Stephen in Snellville has done. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Good morning to y'all.
Yes. How are you?
I'm curious, actually.
Okay.
How does one doctor tell a spouse without getting hit in a cast iron skillet in the middle of the night that you would like to go to Marietta surgery?
Well,
and I'm serious.
You want your spouse to go?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you want her to have done? Stephen?
Yes.
Yes.
What was the question?
What procedure would you like to have her have done?
It's in her face, a tightening of her face. Because just recently she had a birthday, right? And she hid behind the presents and she, you know, was saying these things like, you know, I didn't prepare for this and yada, yada, yada. It's like, you know, it's affecting her. She is aware. But I would like, you know, how do you suggest that? How does...
Yeah.
Where do you begin?
Stephen, that's a long probably answer for us here, but I think somehow, some way you have to make her feel like it's her idea. You can make some suggestions and say, hey, I heard about this or I heard about that. I heard the guys at Marietta Plastic Surgery on the radio, but sort of make her sort of come up with the idea that maybe she would like to do that. It's always got to be the spouse's idea. If she ever had a procedure or something and it doesn't go absolutely perfect, then guess who's going to take the hit on that one? So,
but I guarantee she's thought about it, Stephen.
She has, I'm sure.
There's no doubt about it. She's thought about it. She's doing the baby steps with these creams, and I don't think that's actually going to work anymore.
No, that's. I think that's probably
true. It's a
temporary,
quick fix to me.
Yeah. So maybe you just say, I don't know.
Yeah, we have spouses who we do have spouses, Stephen, who have a conversation with their spouse and they find out that they're interested and they kind of take the pressure off of them and they say, hey, I heard them on the radio. I've got their number. Let me call and help make the appointment for us and I'll go with you.
Yeah, come with
you
them.
Know, and that way it's kind of a team effort on y'all's part.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it, and I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. You're very sweet.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Y'all.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Doc.
27 minutes after 2 o'clock. It's 62 degrees. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll speak with Stacy and Donna about their questions for Marietta Plastic Surgery. You're listening to 95.5 WSB.
Here's Belinda.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Folks, I have the greatest weekend prize pack ever. And it's the... I just want you to sit down and get your fingers ready to dial. It's a pair of tickets to see the legendary tenor Andrea Bocelli in concert for Valentine's Day performance. Gentlemen, that's all I'm saying. I'm giving you warning. With the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra on February the 13th at the Infinite Energy Arena. Tickets are going on sale Monday at 10 a.m. at the InfiniteEnergyArena.com website. But you can win a pair here right now by calling 404-741-0750 and being the third caller. Third caller, Crystal. She's excited. 404-741-0750 will get the Andrea Bocelli. Well, since I know how to say it correctly, I was going to do it twice. Okay. All right. Back to what we're doing here. Marietta Plastic Surgery with Dr. West and Dr. McNeil, making lives better, one life at a time, and taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And we have Stacy in Calhoun. Stacy, you're on WSB. How can we help you?
Yes. I had gastric bypass, and since then I've lost 100 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My face, of course, is now sagging. Deep smile lines in the, around the chin and all. And I'm just wondering, with the cool tone being something that could be used on the facial muscles.
Well, congratulations on your weight loss, and but cool tone is not appropriate for the face. It's too strong. So,
yeah, but actually, it's a really good question, because I can see a day coming not too far down the road where they have a device that will sort of stimulate and tighten facial muscles, something similar to that. But usually, when you've lost 100 pounds, which is impressive, it's very often, Stacey, it's the excess skin and volume loss of the face that creates some of the sagging that you're seeing. And so oftentimes that has to be some type of surgical procedure. Sometimes you can do it without surgery with some volumizers like Voluma and some of the things that we use, or fat grafting. But very often you need to tighten skin when you've lost that much weight. And if we could tell you in a few minutes by talking to you, if we saw you in a consultation, what would be your best option.
Okay. All right. Well, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And there are two locations, Stacy. There is one in Marietta and one in Woodstock. And how would you like them to go about getting in touch with you guys?
Well, our phones are open on Monday through Friday, and so they can give us a call at the office. And our website, if you're driving the car, MariettaPlasticSurgery.com, you can get all the information. There are some websites that play off of us because we're well known, so you want to make sure you
That's
look
not
for
very nice.
I know, but you want to make sure you click on MariettaPlasticSurgery.com and not just the first thing that comes up in the search bar.
Ah, okay. I think I have a before and after picture in there.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but my face is not there, so you'll not know. Okay, going back to the phone lines, and we would love to hear from you, 404-872-0750. And I think the tickets for Andrea Bocelli are gone. So, sorry, someone's already beat you to it. 404-872-0750 is the phone number if you'd like to ask Dr. West and Dr. McNeil a question about how to make you feel look and feel your absolute best. And we're going to Donna in Monroe. Donna, how can we help you?
Hi. Hi, Belinda. And hey. Nice to talk to you, Dr. West and Dr. McNeil. I'm in my late 60s, and I've got a double, triple chin that isn't looking so great, even if I tried to take a picture. And I had checked into information about cool sculpting, But they said that because of my age and the elasticity, the cool sculpting under the neck would probably not work. Is that true? Do I need more of a plastic surgery type of thing? I really do want to look better in my when I go into my 70s.
Yes. Good for you.
Great. Yeah, that's a great question. And cool sculpting, since it's really non-invasive and it's just freezing fat, you get a little bit of skin contraction. But with what you're describing, with maybe two or three skin folds, most likely, and in your 60s, most likely cool sculpting for the neck area isn't going to give you the result that you're really hoping for. We have some other technologies that are minimally invasive. We have something called face tight and neck tight that's still maybe marginal for 60-year-olds. I've done it on a 60 and a 70-year-old, and they were happy with the results. But, you know, it's probably better for people in their 40s and 50s in general. But we certainly offer lower face and neck lifts where we actually remove some of the excess skin and also address any extra fat. And so that is a surgical procedure. We do those. We have our own surgery center in our office, and some people we do those with them all the way asleep, and in other people we're doing those with them under kind of a conscious sedation type of a lighter anesthetic. And so that might be something that we could, you know, entertain and talk about.
Oh, appreciate the information, really, because it I just didn't know where to look, or I think I may maybe need to make an appointment.
You won't be sorry, Donna. I had the neck tight, and I was extremely thrilled with the results.
Fantastic.
Very much.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
A lot of us late 60-year-olds, early 70-year-olds appreciate the information.
Great, great, great. We'll make that appointment on Monday, okay?
Thanks.
Okay,
very much.
Sweetie. Have a
Bye-bye.
Good day. Bye-bye.
You know, can I interject one thing?
Yes.
You know, it's interesting because we get a lot of people who come in their mid and late 60s or even in their 70s. And there was one lady who was 80 years old that I think we did some surgery on a neck lift a month or two ago. And so people always are wondering, am I too old for this?
Yeah.
Or is this appropriate? So that's what a consultation with one of our board certified plastic surgeons is really helpful. We really believe in giving information.
Yeah.
And a lot of education during our consultations. And we'll look at your medical history and go through things, and we'll talk about risk and benefits. And we're not going to suggest something that's not going to be a good option for you. So I think that's one benefit of coming and seeing us at Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Yeah, and I would just highlight what Dr. McNeil said, is that more and more we're seeing patients in their 60s, 70s, and even early 80s, and we're not suggesting everybody at that age have surgery, but it's not really about the age. It's about medical history and health, and a lot of these patients are in their 70s and are extremely active, have very few health issues. And so the risks for some of these procedures are quite low, and they may be healthier than some of the 50-year-olds
sure.
that we see. And so a lot of patients rule it out based on their age, but I don't think you have to do that. I think you do need to come in and just have a comprehensive discussion before you completely rule something out that really bothers you, and see if we can help you with something like that.
Because it's not one size fits all at Marietta Plastic Surgery. You truly customize everything to the patient and their health history.
Absolutely. And that's where we start. You know, we start with the health history. We really truly believe, with our years and years and years of education and things with philosophy, we want to try to offer something that we're both going to be really excited about the result and getting there.
Absolutely. Back to the phone lines we go. We're going to speak with Vicki in Woodstock. Vicki, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi, fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have these annoying little bumps underneath my eyes. I was told several years ago it was because I use a moisturizer on my face instead of face cream. Is there anything that can be done to them?
Depends. It's a little bit hard to answer that directly on the radio since we can't see them. So it would be something that, you know, we'd love to have the chance to see you and see what's going on. It may be something even coming in, seeing one of our estheticians. We have one in each office who are excellent, well-educated,
oh, okay.
and may be able just to look at you and know. Some things are genetic and some things can be environmental, whether it's a skin cream or something you're using. But I suspect what you're describing is probably more of a genetic change than it is related to whatever skin cream that you're using. So maybe okay. It's something that our esthetician could look at and might be able to do some extractions or give you some other advice.
Okay. Yeah. And the other thing is these little black moles that I have that all my sisters and my mom have, can they be removed?
Of course.
Tag warts, like the tag warts?
Oh, skin tags? Is that?
Yeah.
They're okay. Like little pieces of skin that through age kind of come in creases and folds?
Yes.
Yes, those can easily be removed.
Yeah, there's a couple ways.
Does insurance ever cover that?
With us, they won't because we're not a primary care physician, but sometimes a primary care physician may be able to do, or a dermatologist may be able to do it under insurance.
Sometimes they'll freeze those.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Welcome. Thank you for your call, Vicki. Have a great day. 46 minutes after 2 o'clock, and this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there are some advances in implant surgery that you guys are doing.
Well, I guess that's it. Yes. It October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
yes.
So we're doing some things throughout the month to recognize and celebrate that for our patients and for women with breast cancer. Our patients who have breast cancer can come in. We have a gift for them just for coming in and being seen. And then actually, I think it's this Wednesday. It's either this Wednesday or next Wednesday is what they call Bra Day, Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day. And we actually are having cookies in the office and things like that for anybody who stops by. And so that'll be kind of a fun celebration. But to take your point to one more level, there's a lot of women who have implants, breast implants, and they may mm-hmm. be used for reconstruction or they may be used for cosmetic reasons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially if they're filled with silicone or gel, the question is are they intact or have they had a failure happen to them? And so when we have a patient who we do surgery on, we always tell them what the options are of how to follow up on this with either a CT or an MRI or maybe even a mammogram to detect the health of that implant. But we're actually doing a study currently with 7 other sites across the country using ultrasound to look at the integrity of the implants. So this is different than a lot of times ultrasound is done to look at breast tissue, but this is actually ultrasound looking at just the integrity of the implant to see is
great.
The implant intact or not. And we're going to be completing our phase of the study towards the end of this month, and then we're going to be able to offer it to women who have breast implants who are interested in coming in and having an ultrasound done, which we think is a great advancement.
Yes.
Especially because it's so hard to schedule a CT or an MRI.
Yeah.
And they're more expensive. And the ultrasounds are going to be very cost effective and things. And it only takes about 20 to 30 minutes to do the scan. And so I think it's going to give women a lot of peace of mind.
Oh, absolutely. That's a wonderful thing that you'll be offering at Marietta Plastic Surgery. We're going to take our final break, come back with more with Dr. West and Dr. McNeil with Marietta Plastic Surgery, only on Atlanta Living in the 95.5 WSB. Thank you, Scott. You know, sometimes the best part of the show is just off the air, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of fun conversations.
Well, we've had people that we've sparked their interest in possibly getting some procedures, surgical and non-surgical, done at Marietta Plastic Surgery. How easy is it to book an appointment?
Well, it should be easy. You can give us a call, 770-425-0118. The phone's open at 8 o'clock in the morning, so 770-425-0118. And we have offices in Marietta and in Woodstock, near downtown Woodstock. Downtown Woodstock's got a lot of cool things going on.
It is happening.
By the way, it does.
It really is.
They've got some funny, the businesses all put scarecrows out with their business, and the downtown nightlife is big. But anyway, so that's a great way to get a hold of us, and we have an awesome office up there as well as in Marietta. Of course, the website, MariettaPlasticSurgery.com. And we've talked about cool tone. We've talked about cool sculpting. We've talked about neck tight and face tight. And then just the traditional facial procedures and body procedures that are so popular in the wintertime. So don't delay.
And, you know, I shot a TV commercial this week. And I said I was on camera and having to look at myself in a monitor for 10 hours. And I said, guys, it was terrible. I had resting bitch face. I don't know if you can say that.
We say RBC.
RBC.
RBF.
RBF.
You just did.
And so it was terrible. What do I need? You know, I pulled my forehead up and I said, does this look better? And they said, you just need a little Botox, Belinda. So Botox can really kind of add a little time before you make that big step.
Yeah, I think Botox or Dysport are primarily used to just soften the look around the eyes, the upper third of the face. So as far as frown lines, as far as shaping the brow a little bit, as far as crow's feet, that's the most common use, and some forehead lines.
Okay, just to smooth out, and so you look not as stern, maybe.
Yes. Yeah,
hey, you'd be surprised. 20 and 30-year-olds are coming in and getting this.
What?
And the parents are coming in and going, I can't believe my 20 and 30-year-olds are getting this, but they are.
Preventative.
Oh, just wait a couple 20 years and see what they're getting.
It's called Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much
for joining us on Atlanta Living.
All right. You're listening to Atlanta Living. We'll be back with you next week only on 95.5 WSB.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.